This is a dictation for SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, Rose, R-O-S-E, Dr. Fuente dictating. So, Mr. Rose is a 45-year-old gentleman who dialyzes in Greenville, G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L-E, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. End-stage renal disease from hypertension. He has morbid obesity. He denies hospital admissions. Overall, he's feeling well, controlling his fluid much better. 3 kilos or under, he's below target weight, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, there is no diarrhea, blood melena, no edema, ulcers, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no upper respiratory symptoms, no cough, sputum production, no oxygen, no localized pain, no falling or syncope. All review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for end-stage renal disease. Started dialysis around October 2013. The etiology was not clear. He was having hypertension uncontrolled for many years before that event. Renal biopsy showed in that opportunity severe nephroarteriosclerosis, diffuse scarring, global as well as segmental glomerulosclerosis, there has been no history of deep vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke, no seizures, no liver disease, no kidney stones, no urinary tract infection, no hepatitis, no coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities, no liver disease. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, no allergies. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, he does not work. He lives with a mother. Next paragraph, medications include Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, lisinopril, Norvasc that he only takes conditional, Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A. Next paragraph, he is alert, Orientenstein 3, he's large, tall, obese person, blood pressure fluctuates. In the 120s over 60s all the way to 150s over 100s. Normal speech, no palpal neck masses or thyroid or lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, no JVD, no RAL wheezes, resounds chronically decreased on the right base from non-elevation of the diaphragm, obesity of the abdomen, no masses, no tenderness, no liver spleen, no edema, and no neurological problems. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, hemoglobin 10.6, ferritin 772, saturation 28%. He has a left-sided AV fistula, URR 75 for a KTB 1.6. He runs 4 hours. His target weight is around 167. He's finishing below 166.4 plus minus. Blood pressure as indicated above, fluid removal recently 4 liters or less, used to be 5-6 liters in between, albumin 4.2, potassium 5.1 on a 1 potassium bath, high phosphorus 9.9, calcium normal 8.6, high PTH 2027. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number one. End-stage renal disease from nephro sclerosis, biopsy proving probably undiagnosed hypertension. Primary glomerulopathy like FSGS cannot be ruled out. Next number. Anemia control is, next number, anemia, which appears to be well controlled. Continue our protocol for iron replacement and EPO. Next number, AV fistula working, good clearance, continue same 4 hours. Next number, present target weight is appropriate, continue fluid restriction. Next number, hypertension, encourage compliance with present blood pressure medications. Next number, nutrition normal. Next number, potassium in the upper side. He knows about potassium restricted diet and we are keeping a low potassium bath. Next number, elevated phosphorus and PTH. Unfortunately, he eats outside. He doesn't do his own cooking. He says to be compliant with 5 Renvela each meal. Next number, transplantation. Has not been a candidate because of body size and needs to lose weight. All issues discussed with the patients, all questions answered, end of dictation.